last night, the New York Knicks took game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals, 130 to 121. They were bing-bonging all over the place. I haven't seen the hype video from that one account that likes to tweet out all those people who just say bad words and stuff like that. But fortunately, they were taking care of that in the arena with the masses last night as the chant, "Bleep you, Reggie," started to burst out in the last 30 seconds of the game very loudly. It was very clear what they were saying. Mm-hmm. But just in case, Reggie Miller, who was sitting courtside and dubbed himself as the boogeyman, didn't hear, Josh Hart went over and on the live television broadcast during the basketball game went up to him and said, "Hey, they're saying bleep you. I don't know if you heard." And everybody was just like, yeah, which, I mean, I appreciate we probably would just would have cut the feed and gone to Stripes and Bars had that happened before COVID. So we could say bad words on television now, and everybody's just fine with it.
Now,
that's nice.
I'm a red-blooded American from Omaha, Nebraska. I hate New York sports teams.
Whoa.
But also, I am someone who has been blocked by Reggie Miller on Twitter for reasons I cannot recall. This Knicks team is turning me, guys.
Yeah, there is something real likable about
They're fun to
group.
Watch.
New York is back.
And they hate Reggie Miller.
As I have proclaimed several times, New York is back with the chant and Josh Hart delivering the message and all the Villanova-ness, whatever it is, to this team. We got Jalen Brunson, but here is the really likable part about him. We get Jalen Brunson out there, who's, like I said, America's MVP, America's point guard. I think he could have been closer to the conversation in the MVP than he ended up being, where he didn't finish in the top four in the voting.
Well, Sabonis got that 1 4th place vote, so.
We'll talk about that in just a second.
Okay.
But we got Jalen Brunson out here. He looks like he's been in a literal fist fight. I mean, he's got shiners on his eyes. He's got a messed up foot. He could barely play.
This guy's broken, dropping 40 every
he's
night.
He's got bandages on his hand. And he just looks like he looks like he's really been through a prize fight within very, very recent proximity. And he's out there hitting clutch shots, nailing threes from the top of the key, putting people on skates. He's the MVP of my heart. Jalen Brunson. That's the likable part about this New York Knicks team.
Only had 29 last night.
Who doesn't love a basketball team that is, I mean, it's like the perfect, if you're a fan of one of these teams, it's like it's got this perfect amount of underdog, but in order to do what they're doing, in order to get to where they've gotten to, they have maximized every single thing about themselves. And you have to have like so much killer instinct, so much killer mentality on the team in order to get to where they've gotten so far.
Which White is Dante shooting 50% from three,
and you might have to thank the refs too, especially if you're Rick Carlisle, which we'll talk about here in just a second.
Some guy named Isaiah Hartenstein is
dude
playing out of his mind.
And he's just running around, running into everybody. He's throwing his body into anything he could possibly find, grabbing every rebound he can. It's a very fun team. It's time to wake up, people. The New York Knicks are awesome. I don't know that they're going to win the finals. Maybe it doesn't even tell the best story if they end up winning the finals. But this is a fun basketball team, and it appears as if they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals because they're up 2-0 on the Pacers. Rick Carlisle does not think it's because of their grit and heart and their bloody knuckles, to quote our guy Vince from Wine Country. No, he's triggered about the officials. Now, we ended up seeing the last two-minute report that came out from Monday night's game.
I'm halfway through it. Yeah, I'm getting there.
We'll get through it eventually. It'll probably take a little bit longer than to read the next book you have coming out.
It's the War and Peace of two-minute reports.
Yeah, it's lengthy. And then there was game two that happened last night. And here's the direction Rick Carlisle decided to take this. Quote, "Small market teams deserve an equal shot.
they deserve a fair shot no matter who they're playing. He said, we could have submitted more to the league after Monday night. We didn't because we didn't think it would result in a fair whistle. But this time, we are submitting everything, and everyone's going to have to see it, and we will show you how screwed we're getting. But he, playing the small market card is not necessarily the way I would have went with that, Josh.
No.
They're getting jobbed because they're in a small market?
Oklahoma City you is buy playing that Dallas right now on the other side of the bracket.
In order to follow this line of thinking, you would have to say, okay, the Knicks are the refs are in the bag for the Knicks because the NBA wants to see a team like the Knicks go to the NBA Finals or win the championship or whatever it might be. And I don't know, to follow my logic, I've become a fan of that team. That's been really fun to watch. But I don't think, I just wouldn't have gone that direction with it. Yeah, well, you know, everybody, all the small market teams everywhere just love to cry wolf. They love to. They have the same capabilities of everybody else, whether it's putting their roster together, spending money, creating the teams and creating the environments that their teams play in. They have the same capabilities as literally everybody else. The only sport where that doesn't exist is in baseball, where it's way out of whack. And the small market teams are definitely at a disadvantage. Even then, they probably cry wolf a little bit too much. But you get what you get sometimes. And I understand going out there and trying to defend your guys because I know they're feeling it too. But we don't have to call out the whole system as like, well, small market teams just never get an opportunity like this. You know, it's just not about that.
That's the gamesmanship of the playoffs, though. The series just shifting to Indianapolis. You want to make sure your guys get some calls the next time around. So you make a big, you throw a big hissy fit. It's right out of the Phil Jackson playbook.
Yeah, and so when they go back to Indy, the crowd will be, you know, one whistle away from just going over the edge. Mm-hmm. So you wrote in here, the Pacers submitted 78 calls they deemed to be incorrect in games 1 and 2.
That's from Brian Windhorst today.
78.
Just the sheer volume of they've submitted.
We'll see what kind of feedback they get on that.
Good luck with that.
I don't necessarily have too high of hopes for
also, them. Also, we love to say that the league is rigged for the Knicks to succeed, even though they haven't won anything in 60 years.
I know! That's the other thing.
Frozen envelopes.
By the way, we get one from Husker Country here on the YouTube.
Hi, Husker Country.
Are you contractually obligated to discuss the NBA? Yawn. No, it's just that we're a sports show, and that's the biggest story in sports right now. In case you haven't noticed, Nebraska doesn't play a football game for 4 months. So, and trust me, we'll have Nebraska football topics.
And trust us, you don't want us to talk about Nebraska baseball guy named Husker Country.
We'll get there as well.
I got something for them later. Don't you worry.
One more thing from the NBA before we get to Jacob here. Nikola Jokic won a third MVP last night. And the NBA on TNT crew gets to announce it. Charles Barkley gets to open up the envelope and say that the Joker wins the MVP. Amazing. Great theater, by the way. Incredible. Sure. And then they're like, nice job. And then they get to kind of talk about it for a second. And Shaq is triggered. Shaquille O'Neal is
Kazam?
Triggered. Yes, that guy.
Okay.
He said that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have won because, and he used some very ridiculous, like maybe it was a close mix amongst the, you know, three or four guys that could have won it. Shai got second. But he's like, I'm mad about this. I don't think that I think that Shai should have won. Cause he kept on saying over and over, he's a stat sheet stuffer, which has never, ever been a criteria to win the MVP at all. In fact, it's actually looked at as a negative. Like he's stuffing the stat sheet too much to inflate his own statistics. That's the way that we usually use the term stat sheet stuffer. And then he was pressed on it by Ernie Johnson. And he's like, well, is Joker not a stat sheet stuffer? He gets a triple-double every night. Like, what are you talking about, Shaq? Why are you so passionate about this? And he was like, and then he started to go into this thing about how he got second place a whole bunch for MVP, and I thought, got it. I got it. So he just roots for the second place guy every time. The other guys are like, what are you talking about, Shaq? Like, we all know that Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA. Like, Shai is awesome. And he certainly deserves his flowers, but I mean, we don't need to do this right now. This is not why we're here. We're here to celebrate, kind of.
Yeah. In the post game show tonight.
So then they brought on Joker to interview him, and Shaq's like, "Listen, I got to tell you. So I want you to hear it from me first. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander should have won the MVP." He said it directly to the Joker, which I guess I appreciate. And of course, what response are you like? What are you looking to get out of Jokic at that point? He's like, "Hey, Jokic, I got a question for you. Nicole, I got a question for you. I think that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander should have won the MVP. What do you think?" Nikola Jokic says, "Cool. Whatever." He clearly doesn't care that he won, or he wouldn't care if he didn't win the MVP. What a weird TV moment last night. Shea's been awesome this year, but yeah, I don't get being that passionate about it one way or the other. I mean, it's really okay to give the MVP to the best guy in the league. It's not a big deal. Shaq just projecting all of his second place MVP finishes on Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Nikola Jokic last night was pretty weird.
I probably would have voted for SGA as well.
That's fine.
But I definitely would not have, like...
Exactly. You just can't be that passionate about it because it could have been a toss-up one way or the other.
Oh, the best player in the league won the best player in the league award? Okay.
Sure. I guess so. Anyway, we will get into some NBA topics with our next guest, Jacob Padilla. Talk a little about what Creighton's up to. Maybe some NIL stuff in here because we get an NIL basketball topic that will come up on the show today as well. So we'll talk some hoops and more with our good friend Jacob Padilla of Herd at Sports coming up on the other side on 1620 The Zone.